Virginia.
Are you going to tell us about your vocal cords tonight?
Oh, the war injury?
Yes.
Boy, you don't forget.
Well, I didn't know if you were pulling my leg or not, but I was going to pitch in some story here about your farm life and the Depression years. We lived through that.
Now, when you tell a story about the Depression, I assume the key word there is depression.
Depressive depression.
Yeah. You're not going to tell an uplifting story about the Depression, are you?
It's all true. My dad was the only blacksmith in Stearns County.
My dad was the only black man in Stearns County.
I don't know, black. You're not black. Are you?
Yeah.
Well, what? I didn't know that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, anyway, well.
That's why I get so ticked off at these racists who call. And they think I'm a Jew.
Well, I think slavery comes in all kinds of colors. Now, worldwide, you know, so I'm not, I don't put too much pressure on somebody's skin color. It can happen to anybody. But he was the only blacksmith in Stearns County.
Not many Protestants in Northern Ireland that are slaves, I'll tell you that. See, I'm also Catholic. I'm a black Catholic.
Oh. Well, anyway.
Irishman.
Well, anyway.
Jew.
Yeah, the fire was roaring by 4 o'clock in the morning. He worked till 6 o'clock at night. And in the Depression years, the farmers told him that they couldn't pay him because they didn't have any money.
Mm-hmm.
So there were 13 kids sitting at home for a meal.
And I'm gay.
And no shoes and you name it. And so then what the farmers did at that time, then they had these fields where they made homemade booze.
Mm-hmm.
And they brought that down to Dad. And by the time
quadriplegic
came, he was drunk as a skunk. He'd come home, and then Mom would be waiting for something to, take care of us, all
thief.
Of us children. And they got into a fight, and he smashed everything in the house, our first and only radio.
Your dad did this?
Yep, my dad. Of course, he was, he worked like a dog, and he couldn't handle with booze in him, he couldn't handle anybody complaining, because, she had to keep up her end of the house there, and he came home. You know, when you're drinking, you don't.
So adding to your misery in life, we now learn that your dad was abusive?
Well, he threw things around the room and all, smashed a few things. Then she put him out by sheriff's order. But then he had a sister who was a Catholic, worked was a homemaker for a Catholic world priest. And
she was a homemaker for a Catholic world priest?
Yeah, a world priest. Yes.
What's a Catholic world priest?
Well,
priest.
He didn't really, I don't know, he had was kind of independent. He was in a small town near there, outside of Stearns County, and he ran a priest.
Outside of Stearns County?
Stearns County, Cold Spring.
You know, in Cold Spring?
Yeah. Where are you? Where are your families?
Well, my mom was born and raised in Cold Spring.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, they must have known Dad.
They knew how to drink.
Huh?
Out that way. They know how to drink out that way.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's probably the only end result of their existence, you know, when the hard labor was over with. But when we were hungry then, after putting Dad out, we stole
you
corn.
You put him out?
Yeah. Mom threw him out by sheriff's
order. Oh, I thought you meant you put him to sleep.
No. Well, she put him out of the house by sheriff's order, so he wasn't allowed to come back anymore. But we went into the cornfields and stole corn from the farmers. And I guess my mom thought that it was her justice and right because, we had not been getting any income in, so naturally
she would have taken her frustration out on your dad and not on, you know, a poor farmer.
Well, a farmer sure couldn't miss the little bit of corn that we took occasionally, and they didn't get money.
We used to say that when we were kids, we used to play a game called Ditch in the cornfields of Wisconsin. We used to play, and we'd knock down quite a few ears of corn running through those fields at night with our flashlights. And one day the farmer came over and sat us all down and told us how much money he was losing from what we were doing. And it's no small amount, and we never did that again.
Yeah,
I used to feel real bad when our dog would herd his cows back to the barn. They wouldn't give milk for a week. That was another problem. Actually, he lost more with that than he did with our play in the cornfield. But I learned a thing or two about what we are costing him.
Well, he
beat his wife.
From the farmer because they owed Dad all that money, that work that he did daily, day in and out, shoeing the horses.
Well, how was your dad working so hard when he was boozing it up so much?
Well, he got the booze from the farmer for free. What was that? That didn't
beat
children.
Okay, so then you got to steal the corn.
Yeah.
Then you got to steal the corn.
Well, anyway, Mom was losing her house when Roosevelt got the show called Roosevelt the Saint, because he started the homeowner's loan. Mm-hmm. And Mom saved the house for us so we didn't lose the home.
Mm-hmm.
And Dad stayed in his shop, and he bought a house next door. And so they both had their own houses, but I never saw inside of his house ever. And almost never went into the shop. He'd see us outside the door there by the shop, you know, mm-hmm. but never. And of course, I was a girl, but the boys probably did. So I'm not sure how they.
So
they
it wasn't a happy childhood.
Well, it was hell on earth.
And your life after you got married was hell on
it
earth.
It wasn't any better. Probably the same exact copy. Only thing, there was no Catholic church involved there. Well, his sister, who was the housekeeper for this priest, told Dad she's going to run you into the poorhouse with all those kids. Mm-hmm. And she'd rave when she'd visit. And then he'd come home angry because, you know, it was an endless thing. Mm-hmm. If you have babies on babies on babies and you have no income, mm-hmm. what have you got? What kind of future have you got?
Mm-hmm. It's amazing you don't drink.
Well, I did when my son died in Nam. But then I went to AA for the first time after Memorial Day visit to the grave. And I came in. There were 17 guys in there. And the place was blue with smoke. They were all smoking. And one guy next to me had his vocal cords taken out because of cancer. And he couldn't talk, so he was writing notes on paper and passed them to everybody. Well, and when it was my turn to say why I was there, I said I was at the grave, and I felt down, and I'd been drinking, and so I thought I'd afford to drink down the sink and thought I'd come down here and see, you know, what an AA meeting was about. And the main honcho got up, and he says, "You're filled with self-pity."
He called you filled with self-pity.
Yep.
He spat at me.
He spat. I've never been in a place like this before. He spat the words out at me across the table, and I was so stunned. I could hardly breathe. I had a Kleenex over my nose because I couldn't handle the cigarettes. I was sipping on a glass of water all the while to be able to stay there. And he said that, and they were all smoking everybody to death. But I was filled with self-pity.
Well, I guess you got him. Well, thanks, Virginia, for that story.
Well,
that's our Virginia story for tonight.
By the way, may I finish that part about the AAA?
Does someone die at the end?
I left and never went back. I tore up all the telephone numbers the guys gave me that said they'd come any hour of the day to help me stop from drinking. And I went home and I never drank again in my life because I was so insulted and so full of pride that, hey, nobody can talk like that to me and treat me like that. Well, I wouldn't have needed them in a million years.
Yeah. So that was it for AA.
Well, it wasn't. They weren't good for women. They started a different group for women after that. Were more sensitive.
Yeah.
Guys could take that, you know.
Sure.
There was no reason I should have had
Bill W. actually later in life got a sex change. Do you know if there is a moment in your life at all that you can remember right now that you would call pure in terms of the absolute joy you felt?
I got story of miseries.
Okay. Just
tell you one every time I called that you.
Okay. Well, we'll have another story of misery tomorrow night then.
Okay. Bye bye.
All right. Bye bye now. Okay, that's Virginia with more stories of misery for your listening enjoyment here on the Mischke Broadcast at AM 1500 KSTP.